Welcome to the final Kidman Talk of 2011. But what an exciting one it is, because I have got some announcements for you. The Kidology family has grown by two this week. One was hired, and one was just born this morning, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. Today's podcast is also sponsored by the letter J, and you can probably guess what the Kidman keyword is going to be. We'll dive into that with a very inspiring, true, short story about a children's pastor who's active on our website. And now that I'm going to challenge you to take the rest of this year to chill out, enjoy the season, but catch up on the Kidman Talk episodes that you have missed out on, because they are relevant and they are challenging and they can make a difference in your life. So sit back, grab some eggnog, and get ready, because it is time to talk Kidman. If you're new to the show, my name is Carl Bastian, founder of Kidology.org, and I am just delighted to be here today. I have so enjoyed those who have interacted with the show, whether it's on Twitter at Kidman Talk, whether it's by email, carl@kidmantalk.com, whether it's in the forum. Some of you are regulars just making this into a conversation. By the download stats, I know a lot of you are just soaking it in and putting it on your devices, just listening on the show as you surf the site. Let me encourage you to post your comments and your questions and suggestions and send your feedback, because it just makes my day to know and to hear how the show has influenced you, encouraging you, helping you, and to get your questions and feedback. Because as I approach 2012 and as we get to the end of the alphabet and the Kidman keywords, I'm going to be wanting to know what you want me to do next on the show. Well, Christmas is coming, and we're all very excited about it, because it is the time that we celebrate the awesome Savior that God sent us, who was born in Bethlehem. Well, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and we are celebrating that. But here at Kidology, we are celebrating the birth of another little baby this month, who wasn't born down in Bethlehem. He was born down in the Chicago town, and his name is Wesley Aaron Tanner. And he was born this morning at 6:31. He is 6 pounds and 5 ounces. He's 19 and 3/4 of an inch. Now, I always wonder how they get that 3/4 of an inch. I mean, do they pull that kid straight? I mean, you know, actually straighten him out? Do they pull his hands above his head? You know, I don't know how they do all that exactly. Did a 3/4 of an inch, poor little kid, you sitting there screaming, you know, and the whole thing. But that's how long he is. He's 19, 3/4 inches long. Welcome to Earth, Wesley Aaron Tanner. Today's podcast is sponsored by, dedicated to, little Wesley Aaron Tanner. Now, in case you're wondering who he is, you don't know who Tanner is, Steve and Amy Tanner are part of the Kidology family. Steve Tanner is our director of web operations. Now, it's 10:17. I expect him back to work by around 11:30. Just kidding. We are proud of them. We're excited. This is their first kid. I don't expect him to listen to the podcast. Or, you know, maybe he'll find out that we have announced it. And so they're in the forum thread. We want you to post some congratulations. As soon as we get a picture, we're going to throw it up there. But we are excited to see the Kidology family growing today as little Wesley enters the world. And so, you know what we're going to do? We'll just set up an email address for Wesley. How about that? He'll be the youngest kid to have his own email address. Wesley@kidology.org. You just email him and it'll forward to Steve and Amy. And we'll just send him a whole bunch of emails just welcoming him to planet Earth. How's that? And how awesome that when we're celebrating Jesus coming to Earth, we're celebrating Wesley Tanner coming to Earth. How wonderful is that? But the Kidology family is also growing this week because just this week, I have hired a vice president of operations to help me with the leadership of Kidology. I've linked to the full announcement in the show notes. But Mark Maestas is coming to us as a Denver Seminary grad, as a former family pastor, college pastor, interim children's pastor, and as a business leader at Target Stores Corporation. And he is actually the husband of my assistant. He has been looking for a ministry leadership position in the nonprofit world, and we are excited to have him start on January 1st. And he's going to bring some great expertise in business, nonprofit leadership, and we're just so encouraged this week to have these two new individuals, one coming in as a hire, another just being born into the family. Not sure when little Wesley can come onto the payroll and start working. We got to look into the laws on that. But the Kidology family is growing, and we just celebrate that as we look forward to celebrating Christmas. But let's transition now into our Kidmin keyword. And being the letter J, it was pretty obvious that it should be Jesus. Now, in the classic Kidology handbook, it was kindness. And I don't want to take away from the importance of kindness in ministry. That is very important. But with it being December and with it being Christmas, how fitting that we focus on Jesus. And all I want to share with you today is just one story for you to reflect on. And it's a true story about one of our Kidology members. But because I did not ask her permission to share the story, I'm only going to use her first name. And if she wants to post in the forum that, hey, I am that Shelly, she can do that. But there's a friend of mine, a good friend and Kidology member and children's pastor named Shelly. And I'm going to share her story because I love this story. Now, I may get a few of the details slightly off. You know how stories, as they're retold through witnesses and I may get some of the details off, and that's okay. But the heart of the story is what is so important. But Shelly was a volunteer in her ministry and an awesome volunteer, a highly involved, dedicated volunteer in her ministry, leading her children's church. And I had visited her church and seen her in action. And I was one of her heroes and people that she looked up to for advice and for training and mentoring. And so was Rob Biaggi. And her church reached the point where they were going to hire a children's pastor. And because of her high involvement in the church, she asked if she could apply for that position. And because of her expertise as a layperson and high involvement, they said, absolutely, you can be the first candidate. But they were pretty candid in saying that, you know, it's probably not likely you'll get the job because we really want someone with training and experience. We'll probably hire outside, but they wanted to honor her by giving her that first opportunity. So she went through the hiring process and the application process. And so she emailed me and Rob Biaggi and said, man, I need help because I'm applying for this job and, you know, I don't know all the right answers. And so help me out. And so Rob and I both tried to help her and help her answer questions and give her advice and counsel. And she went through this whole interview process. And sure enough, at the end of the process, she didn't get the job. Now, many volunteers at this point would have been really discouraged. In fact, some may have even quit or some may have even left the church. I have seen that happen many times in an internal hiring process. When the volunteer doesn't get the job, they're demoralized. Some are even angry. Some are even bitter. Some will take their stuff, pack their bags, leave the church, and even leave ministry. It can be very disheartening and very discouraging, but not Shelley. She was committed to the church, committed to the kids, and she said, you know what, I will get fully 100% behind the children's pastor. I believe she was even on the search team for the children's pastor that they would hire. And so then they went after the big guns, and they brought in the candidates who had all the right answers and the training and the education and the experience and the ones that had all the answers. And eventually they had this candidate. And so this candidate came in, and they went through this process, and they ended up having this candidate that they were going to hire, the one who had all the right answers and had all the credentials and all the polished, the stuff that that the church was really looking for, the things that Shelley, didn't have. And but lo and behold, at the very end of this process, just as they were about to hire this person, something changed. And they ended up releasing this candidate and calling Shelley in and saying, you know what, we've decided we'd like to give you the job. And she was shocked. And it was something to do with the way she interacted with the kids and the way this professional person with all the training and education didn't respond to the kids. And so she asked him, she said, but I thought you said that I had all the wrong answers, or I didn't have the, not wrong answers, but I didn't have the answers to all the questions you asked. And they said, well, that's true. You didn't have you didn't have any of the answers to the questions. But then they said this. They said, but every time we asked you a question, Jesus was in the answers to your questions. You always said, well, me and Jesus will figure it out. You know, I'll ask Jesus. And they said, you just kept talking about Jesus. And you know what? We'd rather have someone who's walking with Jesus and trusts Jesus and is seeking Jesus, and that Jesus is at the center of their life and the center of their trust and at the center of their ministry. And I'm sorry, I'm getting choked up just trying to tell this story, because I know Shelley. I've seen her love of Jesus. I've seen her trust of Jesus. And over the years now in her ministry, I have seen it grow. I've seen it flourish. And I've seen even still her humility. You know, I've asked her to be on my CP team, and she's just so humble. She just doesn't feel like she has the skill and the answers and the expertise. But you know what? She has this awesome and incredible ministry, and it's because Jesus is central to her ministry. She's not building it on her skills. She's not building it on her personality. She's not building it on herself, puffing herself up. She doesn't have a blog. She doesn't have a website. You know, she's not making it all about herself. She's just making it about Jesus. And, you know, the kids see that in her. The parents see it in her. And everyone that comes there, they don't see Shelley. They just see Jesus. And it's making a difference in the lives of kids, the lives of volunteers, and the lives of people. And that's what it's all about. And that's not to say that you can't have a ministry or have a blog, because otherwise I'd be a huge hypocrite for my ministry. God calls some people to have a ministry, and I want Shelley on my CP team if she's listening to Kidmen Talk today. But there's something about having Jesus as the center of your ministry and focusing on Him. If you make Jesus first, if He is the answer to every question, then your ministry can't fail, because it's His ministry, not your ministry. Doesn't Scripture say we are to become less and He is to become more? So during this crazy month of December, where you're going nuts with all these programs and all these things that you're doing, don't lose sight of the fact that it's all about Jesus. Your ministry is all about Jesus. And anytime someone asks you a question that you don't know the answer to, the answer is just, I'll talk to Jesus about it. Me and Jesus, we'll figure it out. Just give them Shelley's answer. And don't worry about impressing people with degrees, with training, you know, with all that, because you don't need that. Shelley didn't need that, and she got the job over the person who had all the answers and had all the expertise and had the awesome resume, because you know what? Her resume was Jesus, and that was all she needed. So Jesus is the most important thing. He's the most important credential. You know why we pray in Jesus' name, amen, when we pray? Because we're dropping a name. We're saying, you know what? I got Jesus, and he's going to hook me up. And he hooked up Shelly, and he can hook you up too. Well, this has been an awesome year with Kidology. I'm excited about 2012. And if you have not caught all the Kidman Talks or even the previous ones with my co-host, yeah, don't forget to mention me. Get back in the back. Sorry. With Gus, the previous Kidman Talks. Part of my design in doing these podcasts is to keep them timeless in the content so that they're always helpful, always relevant, always practical, so that you can go back at any time and listen to them, find them helpful, and find them encouraging. Our mission at Kidology is to equip and encourage those in children's ministry, and I strive to make the podcast something that will be helpful to you at any time in your ministry, wherever you are in your ministry. So go back, listen to the old ones, interact in the forum, send me an email, and let me know how I can equip and encourage you in your children's ministry. Well, this wraps up our final episode of Kidman Talk for 2011. If you're not subscribed to our Kidology newsletters, make sure you visit kidology.org/newsletter. Make sure you're on our main Kidology newsletter list. It's the highest subscribed Kidsman newsletter in the Kidman universe. You don't want to be missing out on that. Also, subscribe to our Monday updates so you don't miss what's new on Kidology every week. So, I will see you in the new year. Can't wait to reconnect with you. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from my family to yours. Until once again, we talk Kidman.